A Canadian man has been arrested in connection with the murder of Evelyn Jeanette Weaver, who was killed in her Bend, Or. apartment in 2023. Cole Nicolaus Sinclair, 25, was provisionally arrested by Canadian authorities on December 17 at the request of Bend police, who say he is a suspect in Weaver's death. At the time of his arrest, Sinclair was living in Whitehorse, Yukon in Canada at a treatment facility he was placed in after he was found not criminally responsible for a series of break-ins that occurred while he was suffering from an untreated psychotic disorder, according to a report from CBC News. Sinclair has been detained in Canada since December and will remain there while awaiting the results of an extradition hearing. The Bend Police Department would not release additional information, citing legal restrictions. News of the arrest comes just 2 months before the second anniversary of Weaver's death on July 18, 2023. She was discovered dead in her NW Hill Street apartment when a man visited to check on her and found her unresponsive. 2 days later, police located her silver Honda CRV abandoned in Klamath Falls, but no details have emerged since. Many in the community feared the murder would become a cold case, but Bend Police spokesperson Sheila Miller was adamant that the investigation was ongoing. "This is not a cold case," Miller told the Bulletin ahead of the one-year anniversary of Weaver's death. "Our department currently has one detective assigned full-time to Ms. Weaver's homicide, as well as a detective supervisor overseeing the case's progress. Our department will not stop working to bring justice to Ms. Weaver and her family." A letter filed by Sinclair's lawyers in Canadian courts and obtained by CBC News says Sinclair faces 3 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of second-degree murder, 1 count of theft and 1 count of unauthorized use of a vehicle. The letter also demonstrates that Sinclair plans to oppose the extradition. Ms. Weaver's death, and the resulting investigation by Oregon law enforcement, spawned a handful of media accounts. Critically, however, Mr. Sinclair had not at the time been connected by investigators to Ms. Weaver's death, says the letter, which was written by Sinclair's Oregon lawyer, Todd Grover. District Attorney Steve Gunnels said right now everything is being handled by Canadian authorities. "The international extradition process is very complex and time-intensive. When a person returns to Deschutes County, that's when the prosecution process can begin," Gunnels told the Bulletin. "This is a developing story and will be updated."